This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just being engaged and being involved, that's the big part of it. Just stay engaged, stay involved, be part of the solutions, not part of the problems. Many of you, you don't engage, and therefore you kind of do become part of the problem. And it's too bad. Because I know some of you. You're pretty good. All right. Let's have a lot of fun. But I mean, we're going to learn what the Star Spangled Banner means. And I mean, what it really means. Not what you think it means, but truly how it's broken down and how the words came to be. All right. But first, I want to talk about a professor who calls for public shaming of U.S. border patrols so they'll quit their jobs. Because we want as many drugs as humanly possible to come into the country. You know, it's really funny because everybody equates ICE or a Border Patrol agent strictly with immigration enforcement. And that is, yes, it's what they do. But guess who keeps the drugs out? Guess who keeps the contraband out? There's so much more to ICE than just keeping illegals out of the country. God, it's irritating. Human rights professor called for the public shaming of U.S. border agents for committing a mass atrocity against detained illegal immigrants. Kate Cronin-Furman, a professor of human rights at the college at the University College London, she wrote a New York Times op-ed that the public should shame individuals, U.S. Border Patrol agents, to pressure them to quit doing their jobs. The identities of the individuals, Customs and Border Protection agents who are physically separating children from their families and staffing the detention centers are not undiscoverable. That's a threat. It shouldn't be allowed. It's a threat. These are police officers. For all intents and purposes, they're police officers. Cronin, matter of fact, if you dox one of these guys and they get hurt or get killed, you're an accessory. It's that simple. Cronin Furman wrote in the op-ed, immigration lawyers have agent names, journalists reporting at the border have names, photos, and even videos. These agents' actions should be publicized, particularly in their home communities. You really think the people in their home communities don't know these people are border agents? See, what's really funny is a small group of people think that everybody thinks like they do. And they're wrong. They're just wrong. The knowledge, for instance, that when you go to church on Sunday, your entire congregation will have seen you on TV ripping a child out of her father's arms. It's serious social cost to bear. You know what? I think what we should do. I agree with this woman. Let's just say I agree with this woman, right? Here's what we should do. We should do ads, and every congressperson that votes against the heartbeat bill, we should have an actual abortion being done. Show you what's being pulled apart with that congressperson's picture right up next to it. Yeah, I know, it's gross, and it's graphics, it's disgusting. I got it. But you don't think this is either? You think this is along the same along the same lines? The professor continued stressing that she was not arguing for doxing. The desire to avoid this kind of social shame may be enough to persuade some agents to quit. and they won't be able to recruit replacements. No, lady, you're wrong. Because there's a lot of people that will step up. There's a lot of people that see this as something that needs to be done. We need to be protected. You're in England. You've got your own set of problems. Why don't you get your backyard in order before you try to get somebody else's? The professor argued that Border Patrol agents are likely to commit what she termed atrocities not out of ideological commitment, but the mere desire for a paycheck. Right. Yeah. She suggests that these officers have a lack of personal investment, making them more susceptible to pressure than our national leaders. The professor likened her plan to World War II in Denmark, where social pressure from churches helped a country disobey Nazi orders to deport Jewish citizens. You know what? She's a professor, but she's still a moron. Maybe she should check and see exactly. It was a Christian church, and I'm a Christian, hello, right? It was the Christian churches who turned their back on the Jews for a big part of it that let it happen. They were Christian churches that didn't get involved. Hitler said, you know, basically, leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. But, you know, they're idiots because he was going to come for them next. Right? I mean, it was really that simple. Children are suffering and dying, Cronin Furman said. The fastest way to stop it is to make sure that those responsible, include the foot soldiers, face consequences. Yeah, because we've had tens of thousands of kids dying. Look, no death is worth it. I got it. We should try to stop each death. But they are not all our fault. You drag a kid through the desert, and don't give me this stuff, all they're just looking for a better life, because they're not. We're finding out more and more as the days go on. First of all, a third of these kids don't even belong to the person that's got their hand and dragging them through the forest. You really think they really care about this kid? It's their ticket. It's their freedom ticket. I threw away the paper I had with the numbers on it. I wrote them down where the percentage difference of people coming over the border just in the last 10 years and for what the reasons are. It is almost all economics right now. They'll tell you they're running from thugs and they're afraid they're going to be beat at home or what have you. But even so, do we not follow rules anymore? There are points of entry they need to go to first. It's the law. Get over it. But, you know, the Dems don't want law. They just, period, they don't want law. And I can prove it. Look at everything they're voting for. Look at everything they're voting against. The professor's op-ed comes after Democratic Rep. Alexandria, well, AOC, compared the illegal immigrant detention centers to southern borders to concentration camps, which is really funny. Nobody cares about the Jews that came forward and said, please don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I was just talking about the AOC concentration camp thing. And just how, what a freak she is, AOC. I'm sorry. You know, and, you know, I know we're supposed to say nice stuff about people, but really, she is just a real piece of work. No understanding, truly. And I think a lot of the young people don't. No understanding truly of what the concentration camps were about, what Hitler really had in mind. All right? I mean, tell me, show me two Jews, two, that President Trump killed, gassed, or whatever, threw in a concentration camp. You guys, when you call him Hitler, and you call our military like the SS, you know, the border guards, you are a sick individual, period. friend or, I don't care if you're a friend of the show or not, you're a sick individual. And on college campuses, which I'm just totally floored that this actually came out this way, but on college campuses, they're not having it either, which I'm just amazed at. Take a listen.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. This week, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez referred to detention centers at the southern border as concentration camps. What will college students think of that? Is it too far? Let's find out. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, famous congresswoman, she referred to the camps at the southern border where we're detaining people here illegally as concentration camps. I'm going to have you read the tweet and see if you agree or disagree with her.
I think she owes a major apology to the American people for comparing these detainment camps to one of the most horrific events ever in history.
Can't be throwing the word concentration camps around all willy-nilly.
I think using extremities gets people's attention, but I also think that concentration camp might make people who would normally support her be a little bit annoyed.
Do you think that phrase concentration camp should be used here?
I think that's a bit extreme, but I mean, that's her personal opinion, but I do think it's a bit extreme.
To call them concentration camps where, no one's being, killed in mass or, killed indiscriminately is a reach.
Using the term concentration camps, since it's so heavily associated with, the Holocaust and genocide, can obviously be inflammatory. So I think that
I am impressed. I don't know if some of you are, but think about it. These are some young people. Usually always side with her or side with that line of thinking. And they've actually given this some thought. To think that knowing how horrific a concentration camp was and what it meant, and now they're speaking out, and I'm so glad to hear it. I really mean that sincerely.
I see what she's trying to do, kind of rallies her base, but I think that is not very good for public discourse.
I think that this was an embarrassment to the Democratic Party, to be completely honest.
Concentration camp elicits the idea of extermination, which I don't think is happening, so I think in that sense it's a little extreme.
It feels like they're just really being detained, if that's the case, because concentration camp would be much more different. We put it in the view of, Nazi Germany and all that. I feel like this is more detained, if anything.
I didn't know the definition of a concentration camp. I didn't know how to do with religion, but I know that what is going on is definitely unjust. Maybe concentration camp wasn't the best comparison.
Do you think it's offensive to use the term concentration camp?
Maybe if it's used in the wrong context, but I believe this is a fair way to use it, and it's understandable that someone would say something like this.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Thanks.
Campus Reform's got some great videos you need to go check out. And they do some great work on campus. You need to check that out as well. But, it's got to come on, guys. Got to do your heart a little bit of good to see that what's happening here. That some of these kids aren't willing just to go with the flow, and they're willing to open their mouth and tell you that this was a wrong thing. Wrong thing for her, wrong thing to say, wrong thing to do. Thank God they're thinking. All right, this is a story I couldn't find earlier. Yes, I finally found it.
I sent it to you.
Oh, that was okay. Representative Frederica Wilson, she demands prosecution for those who mock Congress. That's, my God. So that little 8-year-old girl, they would want her to go to jail. They would want to prosecute her and send her to jail because Frederica can't take a few nasty words. Is it only for Congress people? Is it all elected officials? So Frederica Wilson, she's asserted that people who mock members of Congress online should face prosecution. Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there's got a few congressmen, congress people that are a disgrace lady too. And there's no need for anyone to think that it's unacceptable, Wilson said. Now, during comments made Tuesday, outside a Homestead temporary shelter front company Miners, God, we're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted, she continued. You can't intimidate members of Congress. You can't frighten members of Congress. It's against the law. Really? Where? It's against the law to verbally challenge a member of Congress? I always thought that freedom of speech took care of that. But that just shows you how ignorant I am, maybe. Are these people serious? ProPublica on Monday. They publicized posts made by Border Patrol agents in a private Facebook group that disparaged migrants and some members of Congress, such as Democrat New York. Now, see, she didn't care about the migrants. She only cared about her. Wilson then went on to blame President Trump for causing people to lose respect. Lady, you are brain dead. Okay? If you had been following your numbers, you'd find out that you guys have been well below 20% for decades. All right? It's not President Trump's fault. It's your... This is the non-responsibility, by the way. They should change the party from Democrats to the non-responsibility party. Okay? I mean, seriously. In May 2019, Gallup poll recorded a 20% approval rating for Congress, whose approval rating has not hit 30% in 10 years. But that's Trump's fault, too. Somehow, he had something to do with that back when he wasn't president. They take responsibility for nothing. You know whose fault it is? It's Congress's fault that they have no real approval rating. Wilson has long been a critic of the president, whom she claimed is crazy. Have you ever seen this woman talk? Okay? What's that? Crazy is crazy does, or crazy knows crazy? She's there. She says he's also suffering from a brain disorder. Oh, sweet teeth. This is great. She waded into the public feud with the White House in October 2017, which he listened in on a phone call that Trump made. Right? And she made the call. The call was being made to Maisha Johnson, the widow of Sergeant David Johnson, who was killed in the line of duty in Nigeria on October 4th. Now, Wilson claimed that Trump told the Gold Star widow that her husband knew what he was signed up for. Right, because he's been that cold. The woman needs some help. She's really seriously needs some help. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're going to learn about what the Star Spangled Banner is about.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump downplayed the cost of the 4th of July celebration amid criticism that the event was racking up an unusually high price tag and turning the traditional non-political Independence Day tradition into an all-partisan event. Trump wrote on Twitter, "The cost of our great salute to America will be very little compared to what it's worth. We own the planes, we have the pilots, the airport is right next door, and all we need is the fuel. Fireworks are donated by two of the greatest." However, the Washington Post reported the National Park Service is diverting roughly $2.5 million in entrance and recreation fees from parks across the country in order to pay for Trump's celebration on the National Mall. The diverted fees represent just a sliver of the cost. The total expense still remains unclear. NBC News reported that military assets are being transported from around the country to Washington, D.C. for the celebration. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, look, this was an interview I did a while back, but as I was going through some shows for tomorrow. Now, look, tomorrow I'm going to spend time with my family, too. Is that okay with you? All right. So, but I did. I put some, look, if you're sitting around, you want to listen to shows, pick them up later, whatever. I put a couple of shows together I think you really like. I really do, okay? We go over, in the first hour, we're going to talk about the nut jobs in this country. I have no clue what Independence Day is all about. Don't know who, what, where, how, or when. And then, again, we're going to do, you're going to hear some of it in a few minutes, but it'll be more detail tomorrow, which is what the Star Spangled Banner was about. What was going on? What caused it to come about, if you would? And then Rick Green. I'm really going to try to get. I've got a show put together from Rick Green where he goes through those final days in getting this all together and really what it took and where the country was at and what was going on. And I think you'll enjoy it. You know, it's one of those things you can play it for your kids or your grandkids, whatever, and they can listen. You can ask questions and what have you. I think it's a good thing to do. They're losing their history. They're losing their understanding of what it is that came about, that brought this great country about.
I've asked Mark Ferris to join me today because apparently he's got the inside track on the Star Spangled Banner and what's going on. Mark, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time with me.
Thanks for having me.
I want to thank you for bringing that up to me. That was like one of those bad dates that you can't get out of your mind for your whole life. And now I've seen her sing that, and I'm pretty much done for at this point.
A lot of people talk to me about it. When I say I wrote the book about the history of the Star Spangled Banner, they either say, "I'd rather have America the Beautiful as the anthem," "I can't sing the banner," and "Hey, Roseanne Barr."
Yeah, if they let her sing it, man, I'm in. You know what I'm saying? So you've got some special insight on the Star Spangled Banner, or what's known as our national anthem here. Tell me a little bit about it, will you?
It's got a 200-year history. I contend it's the most controversial and most misunderstood song in U.S. history. I set about to determine a few things. One, why did this song of all the candidates become the national anthem? It took 117 years from the time Francis Scott Key wrote it in 1814 until Congress made it the anthem in 1931. And so I wondered what took so long. I also wondered why in 1931 did Congress make that decision. And I knew that there was a whiff of controversy with Jimi Hendrix. So I thought I had all the ingredients for a really great story. And as I peeled the layers of the onion, I found a lot of other dynamite material. I had no idea, for example, that Shakespeare used the word Star and Spangled in two of his plays. So when I saw that, I figured it was dynamite.
Well, the question of the day, what in God's creation is a rampart?
But it's the fort. It's Fort McHenry in the harbor of Baltimore.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, people take the words out of some of these songs, right? And they don't really know how. Tell people when it was written, what was going on when it was written.
It is an old-fashioned song, and it harkens back to one of those forgotten wars. We have a lot of them, but I think the War of 1812 qualifies as a forgotten war. But you have to understand that this was called the Second American Revolution, and the British had just burned down the public buildings in Washington. They wanted to take some vengeance on the Chesapeake Bay during the War of 1812, and they started to set their sights on Baltimore. They had a real problem with Baltimore because there were a bunch of privateers who would go out and raid British ships, about 500, and they wanted to teach Baltimore a lesson, so they burned Washington down, and then they moved on Baltimore. What happened very briefly is that during the retreat from Washington, a bunch of stragglers from the British Navy and Army started marauding in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and the most prominent citizen, Dr. Beans, was captured and brought aboard a British ship. So he would have ended up in Halifax and probably been hanged. But Francis Scott Key and another gentleman went out. They sailed from Baltimore out to the big British warship that had the general that was going to lead a land march on Baltimore, and the admiral who was going to lead the naval bombardment of Baltimore. And they convinced them, the British, to let Key, the other agent, Skinner, and Dr. Beans go only after the battle occurred. So when Key wrote the song, he was behind enemy lines in a ship somewhere several miles from Fort McHenry with a front row seat of the bombardment of Fort McHenry. And it was pretty frightening because they lobbed about 1,500 bombs on Fort McHenry in the middle of the night, as depicted in the song. And Key could see that the flag was there, but he didn't know if anyone was alive to drag it down, because if any of these shells had hit the gunpowder magazine, the place would have blown to smithereens. And he had no idea what was going on in Baltimore. The land effort was thwarted, so it came down to the naval bombardment that Francis Scott Key watched. And then in the morning, he saw the flag was there, and what happened was they pulled down the flag, which was the storm flag. It was not as big as the Star-Spangled Banner that is now in the Smithsonian, hanging in the National Museum of American History. And then when they raised that huge banner, which is, it used to be 42 by 36, I think. I forget the proportion, but it was like a massive flag, six stories high. The band played Yankee Doodle, and Key knew that we had won that battle of Baltimore.
And most of us only hear or heard sung. Isn't there more to this song than we normally hear?
There are four verses. The first verse ends on a question. So to just, you know, take the whole song on the first verse, it's completely unresolved. He resolves the question in the second verse. The third verse is he takes a bit of a swipe at the British. And later on in the song's history, when the British became our friend, which is a crazy irony in history, we fought two wars against them. And then all of a sudden, when Japan and Germany rise, they jump into bed with us and we're like inseparable allies.
Right.
So when we became close to England, that third verse, a lot of people insisted on dropping it from textbooks to honor our British allies. But a lot of Irish nationalists at the time, because the battle over Ireland and Irish independence was heating up, they passed legislation that insisted that all four verses always be sung and printed, not so much for patriotic reasons, but just to kind of
poke them in the face.
Stick a finger in their eye.
Okay, so you say how many different songs were up for becoming the our national anthem?
Songs that really were viable for the national anthem in the 1800s, there were five.
Oh,
Yankee
five.
Doodle.
Wow.
Yankee Doodle.
Really?
When the big flag was hoisted over Fort McHenry, the band played Yankee Doodle. That was the song of the Revolution. That kind of was our battle song, if you will.
Right.
And then there was Hail Columbia, which nobody took Yankee to your, you know, point. No one really took Yankee Doodle seriously,
right?
Even though it has the history. But as a song, obviously, it's a little bit strange.
Yeah.
The next song, and if it weren't for the Star Spangled Banner, I contend that this song would have been our national anthem, is Hail Columbia. Nobody has ever heard it or knows about it. But right now, Hail Columbia is to the vice president what Hail to the Chief is to the president.
Interesting.
It's the ceremonial entrance march.
Okay.
And it's stilted and old-fashioned, just like the Star Spangled Banner, but what gave that a little bit of an edge is that two Americans wrote it. Now, the Star Spangled Banner has a melody that came from England, and Key wrote his own original words to that melody, so it's kind of a half-American song.
You said there were five songs. Why this one? What finally drove this one to be the song?
It is a better song, frankly. The other songs are flawed. Yankee Doodle is flawed. My Country Tis of Thee takes the melody from the actual English national anthem, God Save the Queen.
Oh, that's right.
Hail Columbia is very stilted. Columbia, the Gem of the Ocean is a great song, but Hail Columbia came earlier, and it had more popularity. But the Star Spangled Banner was instantly popular. I kind of claim it's the de facto anthem from the time of its writing, because it spread really quickly, and it was always listed in every patriotic songster that was issued in the 1800s. It was the de facto anthem. And I contend that it's because of the flag. You know, it's Hail Columbia. Does anyone know what Columbia is?
No, but we're going to find out on the other side of the break. Look, you know, again, when you come up on these holidays, some of you have been listening to the show for a while. You know that my biggest pet peeve is what? I hate the beer and barbecue days. I hate when we just always call it beer and barbecue day. You need to let your kids know what the day is, what it's about. It would be really nice. It would be cool. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'll be back in a little bit. You're going to learn more about the Star Spangled Banner, how it came about, how we ended up with that as our national anthem. I'm Joe Mancini, your host.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Remember, tomorrow, pre-recorded show just for you. Seriously, you're going to learn more about Independence Day than you probably want to. But I keep telling you, get informed, get engaged. You know, it's the only way you're going to make a difference. It's the only way that you're going to teach the young people to take that on.
Mark Ferris is on the line with me, and Mark wrote a book called The Star-Spangled Banner, The Unlikely Story of the American National Anthem. And, Mark, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, you're making my mind go crazy here, because I'm thinking I may take Roseanne's version of this and take Whitney Houston's version of this and kind of mix the different words, right? A sentence each. And see, how did the battle sound, right? You think you were on a bad LSD trip at that point. I don't know. I want to get back to a lot of interesting things about the Star Spangled Banner that people don't know. I only found out, look, I'm like 90 years old, and I only found out recently that there's four verses to the song, and I don't mean recently today, within the last 10 years, because I remember people saying things about it, but I never really heard it. I never heard it in its entirety. And never really believed anybody. I thought that maybe the song had been just, if you pardon the term, bastardized over the years, and they really weren't getting the right thing. There's some call to make America the Beautiful the real national anthem, or the right national anthem for us. Why should it or should it not be?
I say no. It does not have a history. It doesn't have the original melody that I love. I love the Star Spangled Banner. And it doesn't have the historical gravitas. America the Beautiful was written by an English professor in 1883 as a poem. And for years, she kept tinkering with the words to make them flow better. And there was a drive to find music that matched up to the words. And it took a long time to find something suitable. The melody that we know now was called Materna, and it was written by an organist, a church organist in Newark, New Jersey, and it was put together by a reverend in Minneapolis, in Minnesota. So even though it fits and we sing it today, the woman who wrote America the Beautiful did not consider that to be the best melody. So even when she died in 1929, they were still looking for a suitable melody for the words, and it wasn't settled. She never promoted the song, so there were people who did. So while Congress was debating what song should be the national anthem in the 1920s, America the Beautiful was number two. Hail Columbia had fallen out of favor, but it just nobody took it seriously because it just does not have the history that the Star Spangled Banner does. The Star Spangled Banner, as I mentioned, has been popular pretty much since it was written in 1814, and the America the Beautiful can't really dislodge it. When you had pacifists in the 1960s and people thought that the Star Spangled Banner was militant, which it is not, actually, but people said, oh, you know, celebrate bombs bursting in air and rockets' red glare, there were calls to put America the Beautiful in, but also God Bless America. A lot of people thought that that should be an anthem, the anthem as well. So you had opponents of the Star Spangled Banner uncertain of which one should it be. So they're fighting over what's the best alternative. So I don't think there's any way the Star Spangled Banner will ever be removed. Although if you look at what's happening with the Confederate flag and or maybe what might happen with the Stars and Stripes, I mean, it's not inconceivable. Countries have changed the national anthems all the time. Would the Star Spangled Banner be swapped out? I doubt it, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, we're creatures of habit. I would hope people keep fighting this because, you know, there's nothing wrong with history. There's nothing wrong with the way this country came to being. And to your words that some of the pacifists in the 60s said the song talked about war, you know, you don't erase it by not talking about it. And it seems to be that's the movement today is if we shy away from it, we don't talk about it, we don't keep it up in our memory, it'll go away. You know, let me tell you what, it never goes away, if you know what I mean.
True. One thing, though, that is a fact is that Francis Scott Key did own slaves, and his entire family sympathized with the South during the Civil War. In fact, his grandson had been imprisoned in Fort McHenry when Lincoln clamped down on Baltimore and Maryland. Maryland was the quintessential house divided. It was almost split 50-50, pro-South, pro-North. So to ensure that the Maryland legislature would vote to join with the North, Lincoln jailed tons of pro-South leaders. And one of them was Francis Scott Key's grandson,
wow,
who they threw in Fort McHenry, irony of ironies.
Wow.
And for an even greater irony, Key, the slave-owning Southerner whose family backed the South during the Civil War, his creation, the North, and the anthem of the South was, of course, Dixie, which was written by an anti-slavery Northerner.
That's hilarious. So people were thoroughly confused back then, right?
They didn't know what the heck they were doing. I mean, Dixie is... the words are nonsense because it was written for the minstrel stage.
Oh, wow. See, we're learning... I tell you, people, when you tune in, you'll learn something. I never know what, but you'll learn. At least you'll learn something, right? So, you know, this song is endeared in our hearts. It's in our history. It's what we believe to be the right song for the country. You said a minute ago based on normality, you don't see us replacing the song at any given point in time. But you know, what we've seen with the Confederate flag, what you're hearing some calls for the American flag to be revisited, and a lot of other things. You know, you brought up the point about slavery. There's actually a movement out there to remove the statues of the George Washingtons and the Jeffersons of the world because they owned slaves. And I'm telling people, do your homework. They didn't all own slaves because they agreed or sympathized with the fact that you or believed in the fact that you could own people. Some of them had the slaves when they started to turn, and they had a turn of thought too. But they knew if they released them, simply let them go, there could have been a worse fate for them out there. And George Washington, when you read about his household, what was going on there, I wasn't there. I can only go by what I read. But he treated his slaves, quote-unquote, people, very well, almost like family members. And I've read that in more than one place, and no, not on right-leaning blogs either.
My understanding is that, yes, he was a mild owner, but it really depended, in a way, on the owner. There are many harsh owners. I mean, slavery was absolutely just a brutal practice, just horrible.
Well, yeah, let's be clear. I'm not condoning it. I am simply saying that.
Oh, I know. We're not the only country that had it, and guess what? It's still going on, but not here.
Yeah, well, yeah. Except that now we have sex slavery, which, I mean...
It's horrible.
For young girls, young women, yeah, it is. I can't even imagine being caught up in something like that. Hey, Mark, tell people a little bit, where can I get your book? Maybe there's a website where you blog or you talk about things. Tell them where they can find out more about Mark Ferris.
Certainly, the book is at Amazon. There's a little bit more information on the Johns Hopkins University Press website. I do have a website called thebannerbook.com, and I have a Facebook page if you look for The Banner Book.
I learned a lot today. Appreciate you being on the show. We'll have you back. I mean, I like talking about this stuff, and we need to talk about it more because when it comes to history, we've dumbed it down to the point where people know bits and pieces, and even those bits and pieces aren't quite right.
You know, and again, we've been told fairy tales, for lack of a better term, and about history, about what these things mean. I grew up a block and a half from the Old North Church, right? About three or four blocks from, well, that's not true, probably about eight blocks from Paul Revere's house. And you could hear the people that were giving the tours, you would hear them speak and talk about the history behind these places and how long they took to build and the kind of things that, you know, took place in there and what was going on in the Boston area at the time. Now, that's history you're not going to learn in school because those people aren't at it every day and they only have so much time to do it. So you need to take that on. You need to remind your kids, grandkids, nieces and nephews as to how much time... I mean, what people gave up to give them this country, right? I mean, blood, right? Blood, sweat, tears, family, fortune. I mean, the whole lives. They watched their families killed before their very eyes. They knew what they were doing. They knew what needed to take place. Do we have those same people today? It's just a question. I don't know. I don't have an answer. But do we have those people that would rise up? Do we have those people that not only would rise up, but they would rise up and fight back? I don't know. I would hope so, but I'm not totally sure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, tell your friends, loved ones, unloved ones, whatever, about the show. Tell them how they can get a hold of it. I'm hoping to have the apps up and running here shortly on your iPhones and or Android, so you'll be able to get the show a little easier for you. And I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us. I appreciate the time that you spent, you know, on the air with us, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Blow nothing up tomorrow. I mean, seriously. I mean, you want to do some fireworks? I guess that's okay. Some states are totally banned, and you know, most places have a great show you can go see. Take your kids, explain it to them. Have a good time. Celebrate America's birthday. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here on Monday. All right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.